With nearly 1,100 Palestinians, almost half of them women and children, already killed by the Israeli bombing of Gaza, Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni came to Washington to sign a U.S.-Israel agreement to stop Hamas from smuggling weapons from Egypt. Journalists meeting Livni were treated to a full-spectrum war on terror spin.
What Israel is doing is pure self-defense, and this is not about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, but our need to fight terrorism. And what we are doing today in Gaza Strip is not against the peace process, but it serves the peace process. And if after the military operation they target Israel again, so we can launch another one and another one, because this is a war against terror. And a war against terror doesn't end with a peace process shaking hands in the White House. Gaza Strip is an obstacle on the way, or the situation in Gaza Strip, and Hamas control in Gaza Strip is an obstacle on the way of the Palestinians to create a state. But as I said before, Hamas doesn't represent any aspiration, legitimate aspiration of the Palestinians. So they are not a partner for any kind of peace talks. And in order to strengthen the moderates and the legitimate government, we need to weaken the others. This is now the conflict. On one side there is Israel, the legitimate Palestinian government, other moderate states in the region. They don't want Hamas to have any kind of victory on this, because they have their own radical elements back home. So in changing the perception of the conflict, I hope that there is a better understanding that in doing so we can continue the peace process. It doesn't stop the peace process. It helps the moderates.
Why is Israel not allowing journalists, international journalists, and Israeli journalists to cover Gaza and acting like Zimbabwe or Burma? Isn't this our right to exercise whether our life is in risk or not?
I think that I don't know whether there is a decision of the Israeli Supreme Court on this, but I think that the answer that was given is because of security reasons, but I need to check it, because I think that there is a new decision by the Israeli Supreme Court, but I would like to check it, so I don't want to give an answer to this right now.
Russell Mokhyber, I believe...
Ryan, please keep your question short, very short.
I'll be short.
I'll try to do so with my answers.
I believe about 13 Israelis have been killed in this conflict. Human Rights Watch put out a report today saying more than 1,000 Palestinians have been killed, including 322 children, and more than 4,500 Palestinians have been wounded, including 1,600 children. The report says, accuses Israel of engaging in war crimes. By using this weapon in such circumstance, Israel is committing indiscriminate attacks in violation of the laws of war. I'd like your response to that.
Israel is acting not only according to the international law, but according to our values. And the Israeli soldiers are trying to avoid any kind of civil casualties. Before we started the military operation, we announced through the media, we asked them to leave places in which there are Hamas headquarters, and unfortunately they have Hamas headquarters in places in which they live. This is highly populated place. Before targeting a house, we called. Israel made about 90,000 phone calls to citizens, asking them to leave before we target a place in which we know that we have Hamas headquarters, or a place in which they manufacture Qassam rockets to Israel. I would like to answer your question. Thank you. Now, a loss of a child is something which is terrible to any family. We are trying.
Where is the answer?
Turn to Michael.
It's very important.
I have a question for you. How come, since when do we give the press club to a terrorist like her?
I would like to give an answer not to you, but to those who ask this question and they really care. Because we do care for the loss of life of civilians. And during this war, we try to avoid civil casualties, but these things happen.
Changing the perception of the conflict, acting according to Israel's values, and deeply caring about civilians, in Livni's own words, Israel bombed Al-Quds Hospital with 500 patients, as well as the headquarters of the United Nations Relief and Works Agency in Gaza with white phosphorus, as certified by the Red Cross and Human Rights Watch.
What appears to have happened is that there have been three hits of what seems to be white phosphorus
and one of our buildings in the compound in our Gaza field office.
White phosphorus, banned by the Geneva Conventions, burns at extremely high temperatures. More than 700 Palestinians who had become refugees in the compound, fleeing Israeli bombs, had to escape again. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon made known his, I quote, strong protest and outrage, as he said the Palestinian civilian death toll was, I quote, unbearable. Was Israel condemned at the UN? No. And why? Because Israel and the US blocked it. Questions that do not fit Israel's spin are silenced.
Follow-up question.
It's not a question
over here.
It's a question. It's not a follow-up.
Yes,
Israel
it is. Cut that mic off.
Peter, I'm sorry, you're allowing speeches. I'm sorry, Peter, I respect you tremendously, but you're allowing speeches here, and you're allowing virtually no questions.
Short question, Sam.
Why did you, Sam Husseini from IPA Media, why did you continue the blockade of Gaza? And you continue the blockade of Gaza. You've stopped several civilian boats from giving aid to the Free Gaza boat, for example. You cited a blockade as the cause for the 1967 war. When you had a truce with Hamas, you continued the blockade of Gaza, a cause for war by your own definition.
Peter,
you're being very unfair, Peter.
Let him ask the question. Let him ask the question.
And on November 4th, you killed 6 Gaza people. Why did you do that? Why did you, in effect, kill the ceasefire with the blockade and the November 4th action?
The crossings between Israel and Gaza are open for humanitarian needs, and they were open for humanitarian needs during the truce, before that, and even now during the military operation. Thank you.
Why are you stopping the boat?
I think that you asked for
the boat.
This
isn't a press conference, Peter.
Israel not only has the power to stop journalists from even entering Gaza, it can also muscle out the US into cutting off their mics, the better to hide the killing fields of Gaza.